that's suicide. But they're difficult times, but they also different times. I'm telling you. I'm seeing things I never dreamed of. I'm witnessing things that I never thought I'd witness.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I'm witnessing things within the church that I never thought I'd witness within the church. Everybody okay?
Come on.
Amen. And so I was praying and seeking the Lord, and I thought I'd be in one place, and then today, boy, just a verse come on my heart. And I didn't really think about it, put it together like that. But somebody asked me a question the other day about somebody. Won't go into no details of where it was at, who it was, or who they was asking about, and what church was. Anyway, they asked me a question about somebody, and I just told them the truth. And their response was, "I cannot believe that. As good as the church has been to them."
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Now, your mind can wander any direction you want it to, and you probably got 59 people you thought about over the years.
Yeah.
Amen. That the church has been awfully good to.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Boy, and sometimes we watch them and we see how they respond and how the people have treated the church over the years. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about Calvary Baptist Church, but if it's the only church you've been associated with, you know, over the years you've seen people take advantage.
Come on.
Am I all right? Amen. Y'all okay? Are we okay?
Amen.
And we're going to get into scripture here in just a minute that the Lord had laid on my heart. And sometimes in a Christian walk, can I say it like this? You just got to do what's right.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to have to answer for how they receive. We're going to have to answer for how we give.
Right.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's right. They're going to have to answer, folks. I'm telling you, people are going to have to answer for how they've treated the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm going to have to answer. I'm going to have to answer on how I've treated the church.
Come on.
I'm not only going to have to answer for how I've treated the church over the years.
Come on.
I'm going to have to answer, Brother Derek, for how I've treated God's people.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Amen. How I've treated the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm going to have to answer myself to God for all actions I've done.
Amen.
So will you. You realize the Bible tells us that we're going to give an account for every idle word.
Amen.
The conversation you had, just you and your spouse, hanging behind closed doors that nobody else knows about, and the things you've said. Hey, are you here? We're going to have to stand before God one day.
Amen.
He's going to roll back the curtain. All secrets of men's hearts will be revealed. Is everybody okay? You'll have to give an account. Amen. For every conversation you had in front of your children after a church service on your way home.
Amen.
Everybody will. Not just us here at Calvary. I'm talking about every born again, washed in the blood of Christ, every child of God, every born again believer, we'll give an account. Hey, just one thing for you. You know, we say sinners got to stand before God and give an account. But you realize, amen, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I said, I know I'm saved.
Amen.
I know I'm getting into heaven. Amen. Not on my works. Somebody ought to shout. Amen. But through the precious blood of Christ. But I'm still going to come before the judgment seat. And I'm going to give an account for all the deeds that I've done in this body.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to answer for one thing before December the 17th, 1989. All that's under the blood. None of that God can remember. But for every step I took since December the 17th, 1989, I will give an account for it.
Amen.
And so will you.
Amen.
Ever since you've been saved, amen, there's a record book. Somebody say amen.
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 And let me tell you something, he's not missing one thing.
Right. Amen.
And so as I begin to look at that, I begin to see how, amen, people have done over the years. If you got your Bibles, open the book of Galatians. I don't believe we'll be long. I really don't.
Bless the Lord.
I just say, like, I don't believe we'll be no longer than we ever have been.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. But I had a verse on just, I mean, boy, just burned in me, and I got to meditating on it, thinking about it, studying on it, and asking God about it. And if we're not careful, amen, we'll let the actions of a few
come on
stop us. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Stop us from doing what this Bible says.
Amen.
All right.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
See, I thought a long time ago, I'm going to tell you, I will be right in the scriptures.
Amen.
Because if I'm right in the scriptures, I'll be right with God.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. That's right, Brother Darrell. If I line up with the Word of God, amen, I'll be in God's will.
Come on.
Amen. Hey, you know what this Bible does? It tells me how I ought to walk.
Right.
Amen.
It tells me how I ought to talk.
Amen.
Maybe it tells me how I ought to live my life.
Amen.
Maybe it tells me the places where I ought to go. It tells me the places
amen.
I ought to stay out of. Is everybody okay? It tells me, amen, the kind of language I can use. Is everybody all right? It tells me what I can drink and what I can eat. Hallelujah goes right
amen.
There. Amen. Tells me, amen, where I ought to be on Sunday. Amen. That ain't that right? Amen. I understand about the ox in the ditch. Amen. And I'm telling you what, I don't understand. Amen. Some folks that lay you home in bed and just pull the covers up.
Right.
Amen. Okay. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. But Lord, we've been good to a lot of people. Amen. The church in general, amen, has been good to a lot of people over the decades.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And boy, I could start right now. And you probably could too. You could just make a list of people.
Come on.
Amen. That's hindered the children of God from doing God's will. We've got to be careful about that.
Amen.
So I begin to look at this in Galatians chapter number 6. And I don't know why this is really on my heart, but it's all I got. It's what I got. Amen. Because if we're not careful, as children of God. Let me tell you something. I understand about standards. I understand about convictions.
Come on.
Man, I'm telling you, y'all know me, man. I got a list of them. And if you ain't got none, I'll let you borrow some of mine.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
I mean, I've got them. Amen. I believe in living by them. I believe this Bible teaches holy living. I believe this Bible teaches living a separated life. I believe in those things, and I try to follow those things. But as I begin to look around, amen, and it's not, like I said, not necessarily saying nothing about nothing here, but somebody asked me about somebody. And they said, as good as the church has been to them.
Amen.
Come on.
And I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. Bible says in Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing.
Amen.
That's an action sentence right there, but if there ever was one.
Amen.
Doing is a verb.
Right.
Amen. Doing, it means you have to literally execute something. You have to do something. Amen. We can think about well-doing.
Come on.
And that ain't getting it done.
Amen.
Amen. We can make excuses about well-doing, and that's not getting it done. And so, as I begin to look at this, and we could get into a lot of different verses, but he said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Now, he's talking about the children of God in the church here. Amen. And the church does not mean to be weary. That word weary means to be weak or to fail. Amen. Noah Webster's 1828 says it like this: having the patience exhausted.
Come on. Yeah. Right.
Come on now. I mean, have you ever just, I mean, buddy, folks have taken advantage of what the church has done, and you look and your patience are just worn out with it.
Come on.
Come on now. I mean, that's what he's talking about. Are the mind yielding to discouragement or to fatigue? Amen. And it's, and it's amazing to me, amen, we can do some of the best things for people, and they can turn on the church and walk away. And if we're not careful as the children of God, we'll let that get us discouraged and hinder us from ever wanting to do something for somebody else.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
I know this one wouldn't be popular tonight. Amen. Somebody said, I work too hard for my money to give it to a bum. I say amen right there. Amen. It goes right there. That's
amen.
Right. Boy, but I'm telling you right now, amen, they're going to have to give an account and they're going to have to answer to God for what they've done and how they treat the church. What I'm going to have to answer to God for is the spirit that I've done good in. Amen.
Amen.
Well doing. Doing what's right just because it's right, regardless of how people treat you.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Amen. He didn't say let us not be weary well doing as long as everybody appreciates it.
Right.
Amen. As long as everybody treats us right. Amen. As long as everybody says thank you.
Amen.
I mean, man, I'll tell you what, buddy, we pay bills for people and they didn't even say thank you.
Come on.
Is everybody okay? Hey, but we didn't send a card to the church. Not that matters. Not that we're doing it for that. But I'll tell you, things like that will get under your skin. Amen. If we're not careful, Brother Darrell, it'll hinder us. Amen. From doing good.
Right. Amen.
From doing well. Amen. He said, let us be not weary in well doing. Amen. Let's not get discouraged on doing well and doing right and doing good. Amen. Just because somebody, amen, ain't doing right. Just because somebody, amen, has took advantage of the church. Just because somebody, amen, has done something, amen, that just got up in your craw, amen, and got you all bent out of shame. Lord of God, get in the altar and pray to God and ask God to change your mind and help you not get weary and discouraged in well doing.
Amen.
Amen goes right to
you. Amen.
Well, I didn't know all that was in that verse.
Amen.
He said, let us not be weary. Don't be weak in it. Amen. Don't get weak in your giving to God. Amen. Give as unto the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Amen. You do it in the name of God. Amen. And let God bless you. Amen. And if they take advantage of it, God will get them.
Amen.
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 Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. I wasn't there calling anybody's names. I wouldn't even tell you what church they went to or nothing.
Come on.
That fella asked me, said, what about so-and-so? Amen. I told him what I know was right. Amen. And I don't just go around talking about people.
Right. Amen.
I mean, amen. I don't go around bringing things up.
Amen.
Amen. But when a deacon asked you a question about somebody,
amen.
Come on.
You ought to give them the right answer.
Right.
Amen. If they didn't, hey, let me put you like this. If they didn't want something make them look bad coming out of your mouth, they shouldn't be doing things make them look bad.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
That's right.
Amen. Hey, you tell truth, glory to God. Amen. If y'all want truth told, if you want something different told about your life, live different.
Amen.
Amen. But you're not going to stop me from doing well. You're not going to stop me, amen, from giving as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because listen to what he said. And let us not be weary. Let us not be weak. Let us not fail, amen, to do what's right.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? That's what weary means. Let us not get discouraged. Amen. Because I tell you, it'd be easy.
Amen.
If we ain't careful. I mean, boy, you help somebody along the way. Amen. And they run off. Amen. And they run out to Longhorn.
Come on.
Back that old money grub and wine and crazy. Everybody okay?
Come on.
Amen. You think you're doing good by paying their bills?
Come on.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Amen. Right. And they quit the church. Right. Is everybody okay?
Come on.
Everybody all right? Amen. If we're not careful, boy, we'll let that hinder us. Amen.
Right.
I'll tell you what, you cut off your giving and watch God cut you off.
Amen.
Hey, is everybody okay?
Amen.
Everybody all right? Hey, God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
Amen. They don't have to ask for how they receive it.
Amen.
As long as we're giving it in the right spirit.
Amen.
As long as we're doing well in the right spirit. As long as we're doing it the right way for the right reasons. Everybody all right?
Amen.
As long as we're lining up with the Word of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Somebody said, well, what about those that we've had to cut off and this, that, and other? Let me tell you something. I'm giving some good advice. Y'all listen to me well. Everybody pay close attention. Amen. When your deacons and your pastor says, that's it, God said, leave that one alone, leave that alone, don't do that no more.
Amen.
You'd do good to listen to them.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, you'd do good to listen to your deacons and your pastor. Amen. Honey, when they have prayed and sought God over a matter, amen, and pay attention.
Amen.
Amen. God will bankrupt you. Come on, man. I seen him ruin parents and life savers over young ones. Amen. Amen. That's out in the world just running rampant. Amen. And the church done cut them off. Amen. And I've seen people step up and try to help. Amen. And God just throwing good money after bad.
Right.
There comes a time. Amen. There comes a time.
Right.
But don't let it get you discouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Just because somebody ain't doing right, don't let it get you discouraged.
Amen.
Don't let it stop you from doing what you know is right.
Come on.
And that's what it's saying. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap, we shall be rewarded.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
We shall be rewarded.
Come on.
I promise you, according to the scripture, we shall be rewarded if we faint not.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Don't just throw your hands up and quit.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Keep giving as unto the Lord. Amen. Because listen to this in verse number 7. Be not deceived, friend.
Amen.
Be not deceived. I did that on purpose. I read that first, that latter verse first. Amen?
Come on.
Because I want you to understand. God said to us, be not deceived. He's talking to the church. Be not deceived. Amen? That word deceived means to cause, to roam from safety, truth, or virtue, to go astray, to err, to wander out of the way, straying from orthodoxy. And you know what that is? That is what is right or true,
right.
Soundness of faith or belief in genuine doctrines, amen, of the scriptures.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
That's what orthodoxy is, amen. And he said, listen,
right.
Be not deceived, friend.
Amen.
Do not err from what the scriptures say. Do not think for one minute, amen, that these scriptures will not come to pass, because every time, every one of them always will stand.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what's going on in somebody's life, you can count on the scriptures to be right.
Amen.
Amen. If the scriptures say it, amen, thank God, God is long-suffering.
Amen.
Thank God, God is long-suffering.
Right.
And thank God that His goodness, amen, will lead some to repentance.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe that's why God's still being good to them, trying to get them to see how good He really is, amen, before He has to drop the hammer on them.
Amen.
Everybody okay? Sometimes God just wants to be real good to them and try to lead them back to Him. Because His goodness, the Bible said, will lead some to repentance.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. But it'll only go so far.
Right.
Be not deceived. Amen. Don't you let what someone else does hinder you from doing right. Don't you let what someone else does pull you out of the house of God. Don't you let what someone else does stop you from living for God. Somebody say amen. I don't care how wicked it looks like they're living and getting by with it. I'm telling you, there's a payday coming. There's a day that they will answer to God. Be not deceived. Why? Because God is not mocked.
Amen.
Amen.
God is not mocked.
Amen.
You can't stand up and say you're a child of God.
Come on.
And live for God for years.
Come on.
And hear me and do things.
Right.
And then take advantage of the church.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen that.
Come on.
He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth,
right,
that shall he also reap.
Right.
And when you read that verse, before we go to the next verse, if we just skip that one verse and go down to verse number 9. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And let us not be weary. Come on, man.
Amen.
And let us, so often we get over there and we're going to talk about those in the flesh.
Come on.
Amen. But he also talks about those in the spirit.
Right.
Amen. That sow to the spirit. And so he's telling us, yes, be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Amen.
Whatsoever man soweth, he shall reap. Amen. But listen to what he said. And let us not be weary.
Yeah.
Amen.
In well doing.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Because we're going to have to give an account for what we have sown as well.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't get discouraged.
Come on.
Don't get heartbroken over it.
Come on.
I mean, yes, we're to be good stewards over what God's blessed us with here at the church, and we try to be.
Come on.
I mean, you got deacons, amen. I'm just telling you right now, I put our deacons up against any.
Amen.
Anywhere, anytime, amen. They,
that they are good stewards
amen.
Over what God's blessed us with.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They don't just they're not just running around throwing the tithe money that God has blessed us with here, just throwing it away on things.
Amen.
They literally, you know what your deacons do?
Bless them.
When there's a need, they literally pray about it.
Amen.
They actually, Brother Eric, your deacons actually pray over, amen, what it is we ought to do.
Amen.
Amen. Of course, I'm back there with the whip. All right, let's pray. Amen.
Come on.
But I'm back here praying with them.
Amen.
We might not always see eye to eye.
Come on.
But their heart's in the right place. Amen. And I know some deacons that just ain't like that.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'll just be honest with you. I just tell you the truth. Amen. So you won't think they do. Your deacons don't run the church.
Amen.
Everybody all right? God runs this church.
Amen.
We answer to Him. We seek His direction.
Amen.
All of us do. Amen. And even though we might not always agree on everything we do back there, and there's sometimes I let them win. Amen. Hey, I believe in pastoral authority.
Right.
The Bible teaches it. Amen. And I've only had to use that card in 20 years, but maybe two or three times. I don't just go back there and beat them up. I depend on them.
Amen.
I use their wisdom. Sometimes they're right and I'm wrong. They ain't looking at the deacons. They're writing that down. Amen. So you know, but they do seek after God's will. Amen. So be not deceived.
Come on.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But let us not be weary in well doing. Now I know what that verse in between there says. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Understand all that. Amen. But I think really God just wants to encourage us.
Come on.
As we see others, and because this person was upset about this other person and about that church that had helped them over the years and all these different things. And then when they looked at me, it just said, as good as the church has been to me.
Amen.
Cannot be.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I say amen.
Amen.
That's right. I mean, I know people all over the country, really. I mean, I've talked to a lot of pastors. Amen. And they've told me about people that's taking advantage of their churches.
Come on.
Amen. I could take you to a church right here in Congress. Amen. That does not help anybody anymore, period, because they've been taken advantage of so much.
Yeah.
Amen. They just sent them the Red Cross. I think they sent them over here.
That's
really true. Go to Calvary. They'll help you. I think that's what they tell
me. God help.
But I mean, I've talked with one of the deacons, and he's told me that. He said, no, we don't help nobody. We don't give nobody no money no more. Amen. And you know what? Their treasury is drying up.
Amen.
Wow. I was telling you.
Right.
Amen. It doesn't take long. It just doesn't take long.
Come on.
So let us not be weary in well doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us not get discouraged. Amen. Let us not get discouraged. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
And listen to what that next verse says. As we have, therefore, opportunities. There'll be opportunities presented. And if we'll look at it that way, there'll be opportunities present themselves to us to help folks in the right way. Somebody say amen.
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 But boy, if we get so wrapped up in what someone else has done to the church and how they've taken advantage of it, we might miss an opportunity.
Right.
We might miss an opportunity as the children of God to help someone and to give, be a blessing to them, and in return receive a blessing from God.
Amen.
Amen.
See, sometimes it's an opportunity. Amen. Sometimes it's a test from God. Sometimes God may send someone back. Amen. Just to see if we are going to do what the Scripture says.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
That?
Amen.
That's right. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men.
Right.
And I agree. But I really like this last part of the verse.
Right.
I like it. I love it. I'm glad it's in there.
Amen.
I said, I'm glad it's in there. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. It's real simple, church. You can disagree with me. But if there's a need in the church, and there's a need outside the church, we are supposed to minister to that one in the church first. According to this scripture, especially those who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's what we are to do. We are to do our part, amen, to make sure our brothers and sisters in the church, within the church, within the church. Come on, man, y'all getting quiet.
Come on.
Do I need to preach about an hour now?
Listen.
Come on.
We make sure they're okay.
Amen.
Amen. And we've been real good about that. Don't know this. We have been real good about that here at Calvary. Amen. And like I said, we've got deacons that are good stewards. And there'll come times. Amen. There has. We've helped people. And then there's come times when God said, that's it. No more. Am I telling it? There's been times back there, the deacons have said, no, we ain't going to do that. And I said, no, we need to. And there's been times back there, the deacons said, we need to do that. I said, no, God said, no.
Come on.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We sound off of each other. We draw from each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. I wouldn't go to church if we didn't have deacons.
Amen.
I wouldn't go to church if we didn't have deacons.
Amen.
I wouldn't go to church if we didn't have deacons.
Amen.
Bible says choose you out 7 men.
Come on.
The Bible says choose you out 7 men.
Amen.
They're supposed to be saved, filled with the wisdom and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
These are the men, these are the deacons of the church.
Come on.
And they are to take care of the widows. They are to minister unto the people so that the pastor, everybody all right?
Right.
So that the pastor can give himself, the Bible says, to prayer and the scripture.
Amen.
That's
yes.
my job.
Amen.
To pray and study the Word of God and
right.
come and preach.
Amen.
Amen. You know what your job is? To visit the widows and the sick.
Amen.
Amen. What your job is? Make sure that everyone in here is taken care of.
Come
Amen.
On.
That's right, deacons.
Come Amen.
On, right. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't have deacons. Out of the will of God.
Amen.
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 Bless
I wouldn't go to a church that had a deacon that's married twice.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because they're out of the will of God.
Amen.
Must be the husband of one. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not mixing and mingling with them either.
Right.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
That's right. Why? Because it's scriptural.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to let what somebody else does hinder me and keep me and make me weary of well-doing.
Amen.
Well-doing's not just giving financially. Well-doing is just doing what's right because it's right.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless of who it affects. Is everybody okay?
Right.
Amen. We're not supposed to change to please this one. And we're not supposed to change to please that one. We're supposed
Amen.
To live our life to please Him.
Amen.
Yeah, right? Over in Isaiah chapter number 56. Amen. What he's talking about are receiving the eunuchs into the church. Amen. As long as they keep the Sabbath and do the things that please God.
Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
What's that keeping the Sabbath got to do with anything? That's called coming to church.
Amen.
Worshiping God on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
On the holy day. Is everybody all right?
Amen
goes right there.
Amen.
That's right. We're supposed to be in the house of God.
Right.
Understand? People got to work. Understand? People get sick. Understand? People take trips. Is everybody okay?
Come on.
Right.
Amen. I understand the pandemic, but bless God, this pandemic's rolling out of here.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Right. Getting gone.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Bible still tells us not to stay from assembling ourselves together.
Amen. Right.
That we're supposed to be here.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Right.
So let us not be weary just because a few are not, or just because a few have taken advantage of the church or have done something wrong, and we look out and it just seems like so many times they can do bad, they can do wrong, and they're getting away with it, doesn't it?
Come on.
Right.
Amen.
We ain't careful.
Right.
We ain't careful. We'll let it hinder us.
Amen.
We'll say, well, look at how they're doing. Look at what they're doing.
Come on.
They're okay. Yep. I could walk you through people's lives that I know and probably most of y'all know that have taken advantage of the church over the years.
Amen.
Come on.
And look like they're getting away with something. 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, man, they're living it up on the outside.
That's right.
About 24 months. Ain't that right? 36 months rolls by. Boy, I've seen it over the course of time.
You're right.
I'm just telling you.
Amen.
Man, I've seen their grandchildren locked away in prison for life.
Right.
I've seen some of them's families busted apart, split up. Are you hearing me? Amen. I've even seen some of them have to make a trip to the graveyard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let what maybe looks like they're just having a good old time.
Come on.
And getting by with it. I'm not going to let that hinder me.
Amen.
I'm not going to let that make me weary or discourage me. Amen. I'm not going to let that cause me to fail to do what the Scripture says to do.
Amen.
When I give and when this church gives and when this church does whatever this church does, we're going to do it in the spirit of righteousness. We're going to do it in joy. We're going to do it in love. Amen. We're going to do it according to the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to let them answer
Come on.
For how they've received it.
Amen.
And we're going to give it an account for how we gave it.
Amen.
And if we'll give it in the right spirit, I promise you, there'll be a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So don't get discouraged.
Amen.
That doing, that is to perform, to execute, to carry into effect.
Come on.
To exert labor or power for bringing anything to the state desired or to completion. Amen.
Amen.
Doing. He said, let us not be weary in well doing.
Amen.
Amen. That covers it all.
Amen.
Doing.
Right.
Amen. We have to be doing something.
Amen.
Amen. We have to do. Amen. We have to exhort energy.
Amen.
That's what doing is. It's a verb.
Amen.
Amen. We can't just sit down on God.
Come on.
Because we've witnessed a few bad apples along the way.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Our rewards aren't down here anyway.
Hallelujah.
Right. We're storing them up in heaven.
Amen.
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 Right.
So, I don't know. Amen. It's just what the Lord laid on my heart. I don't know.
Amen.
Because I know, man, I'm telling you, somebody come on to the piano. I know it's hard sometimes. Man, you see people seem like, boy, they just stuck. And man, sometimes you might look back like, man, what are the deacons doing? What are they doing giving away all the money? Amen. You just pray for them. They got it hard, man. They got to sit back here and listen to me. Amen. Y'all just think it's hard out here. I'm just teasing. Well, I tell you what, let us not be weary just because somebody else has done wrong. Let us continue to do right. That's what he's telling us. Let us continue to do right and not be discouraged by what someone else has done.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, well, let's go ahead and stand our feet. We're going to pray. We'll come. Talk to the Lord.